USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
On day four of the murder trial, a former Minneapolis police officer, Derek Chauvin, and the death of George Floyd. The jury heard from Floyd's girlfriend, Courtney Ross, and from a paramedic on scene, Derek Smith.
Did you see Mr. Floyd take any of those pills?
Yes, we took them together that time.
I'm sorry?
We did take them together that time.
And when he took those, obviously he didn't die, right?
No, he did not.
In a living person, there should be a pulse there. I did not feel one. I suspected this patient to be dead.
Chauvin's defense contends it was Floyd's drug use and underlying health conditions that led to his death. Chauvin is on trial after pinning his knee on Floyd's neck last May. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents said Thursday over 130 illegal aliens have surrendered near San Miguel, Arizona, 80 of them unaccompanied minors. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease, and there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the ultimate niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our de-stress capsules, 3 of those twice a day, that's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those 3 eggs twice a day, because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.